22-0 USA over Lakers with 58 seconds, like I just said, in the first half to go. Lakers talking over in the huddle. USA defense ready to go. Post and his offense marching up. Looks like he's going to be in the shotgun. Four men out wide, one man in the backfield keeping him company. Post looking around, checking out the defense. And there's the snap rolling to his left. Good block by the offensive line. And incomplete and an interception by USA. Number 22 brings it down. Down at the 30-yard line, number 22 for USA.
And number
Ryan
seven,
Nitz.
Kyle Bender made the tackle. But we got an INT here with 49 seconds to go in the half. USA 22, Lakers nothing.
So Ryan Nitz rings it in for USA. Turnover downs once again. We've had three turnovers in the past minute and a half.
Right, and we had one before that. So we've had four in this first half.
I believe so, yes. So first and 10 now for USA at their own 30-yard line. Lakers hopes and squashed there in the end of the first half. Lakers in the, or excuse me, USA in the wing tee. Just pushing it forward, laying this clock run down, gain of two. It's going to be second and 8 for USA.
Looking, see, number 86 on the bottom there for Austin Jobes for the Lakers.
And Brandon Harper doing the carrying duties for USA, gain of two. Brandon Harper now across the 100 mark. He has 105 yards. 105 yards on 10 carries for Brandon Harper. So every time he's touching the ball, it's a first down. Wing T for USA still, second and 7. Hands it off to number 28. No, that's not 28. He's standing by himself.
25.
25 there. Tim Zub. He pushes forward for about 3 more yards.
And brought down by Crone for Nate Crone for the Lakers. And that's it as we're here at halftime with USA up 22. Nothing over the Lakers.
22-0 USA over Lakers at the end of the first half. We'll be back right after this. You're tuned to WLEW Sports on Cruise 102.1 FM.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Here at our venue in USA tonight with USA leading 22-0. I'm Ron Lehrman, and this is your halftime show brought to you by Cruise 102.1 FM. And our statistician, our fine Clark Ramsey, will you take over there, sir?
Yes, I will, Ron. In fact, USA out early 22-0 with during halftime here. It's been all USA all first half. USA has 178 yards on the floor with 27 tries there, good enough. And then they only have two in the air, in fact, on two possibilities there, so they're gaining about 1 yard each time. Total offense, 180 yards for Lakers. Not much going. They had a little bit after that last drive. They are actually have negative 8 on the floor because of those sacks or potential sacks. Then passing, only 32 yards on 7 tries. So total offense, 24 yards. Nick Post, the quarterback for Lakers, negative 8 on 4 carries. Seth Kaczynski, 13 yards on 8 carries. And Evan Gasho, negative 13 on 2 carries. Passing, Nick Post, 6 for 32. And receiving most of those, Evan Gasho, 29 yards on 2 catches right there. USA individual stats, McKay Jones, 37 yards on 9 carries. Tim Zub, 8 carries for 35 yards. But the story of the game, Brandon Harper, 10 carries for 106 yards. Jake Bishi is 1 for 2 for 2 yards. And Ryan Nitz bringing in the only catch for USA for a 2 yard gain.
Well, there we go. We got the stats. It's predominantly USA, which is a kind of the indication this first half has went. So we'll be back as we'll hear something from our sponsor. And Clark, before we go, is there anybody you'd like to say hi to out there or give a shout out to?
I would just like to say hi to my mom.
And your mom's name is?
That's Arlene.
All right. I never did that the last couple of times. I thought I better throw that in as a special feature to our halftime show. All right. We're going to be back as we hear something from our sponsor.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
There's a feeling of increased anticipation this time of year as the season winds down and the work and commitment comes to a fruition during the harvest. Hi, this is Jim McQueen, Ag Loan Specialist with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. At Thumb National, we continue to work one-on-one with Thumb area farmers. We appreciate the dedication and determination that culminates when the combines and harvesters roll to cap another season. As you look ahead to another year with new challenges, remember that if you need an experienced financial partner, you can contact us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We have operational lines of credit to smooth out your cash flow needs. We finance machinery and land purchases to help increase your efficiency. We can even help with the home remodeling project you may have been putting off or the education expenses you knew were coming. All of us at Thumb National are hoping you have a safe and mostly enjoyable harvest season. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, and 2 locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
They are venue with USA Patriots on top, 22-0. I'm Ron Lehrman, and this is our halftime show, and we have our first guest, and what is your name?
Nathan Milkey.
Nathan Milkey?
Yes.
And what grade are you in, Nathan?
I'm in 10th.
You're a 10th grader. And what sport do you play?
Football.
And you're on the JV, because if you're on the varsity, it's big enough, folks, to be on the varsity, but you're a 10th grader now, and you're on the JV, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what position do you play on the football team?
I play 20 back on offense and linebacker in defense.
Okay. Now, not getting into too much of your terminology, the running, you play a halfback on the offense?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the best play you like offensively?
22 dive.
22 dive. So, folks, for who aren't savvy on enough for about football, what does a dive mean? Do you have a blocker in front of you, or you just take off and go when you get the ball?
I get a handoff right away and just go straight up the middle.
Okay. So you like that one the best, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You said also you play linebacker?
Yes.
And you, what position do you play, an inside or an outside linebacker?
We only have 2 linebackers, so...
Be inside then. I'll
yes.
help you on that one. Okay. Is there someone out there that you would like to give a shout-out to? Now, you can't have a long list now.
Just my mom.
And your mom's name is?
Julie.
Julie. All right. Julie...
Milkey.
Milkey. All right. We want to say hi to his mom out there, and we want to thank you for being one of our guests here at halftime. We'll be back as we hear something again from our sponsor.